Hey friends, Robin here. Did you know that Americans take about 20,000 breaths a day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors? The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than the outdoor air, which surprised me to learn. That's according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. I can't tell you how excited I was to try Air Doctor. We've got a cat with all that dander. We live on a busy road with lots of car traffic, which means that we often keep the windows closed, locking all that bad stuff inside. Since getting the Air Doctor, I feel like my allergies have been in check, but more importantly, I have peace of mind that me and my family are breathing purified air. So, to our listeners, I want to tell you that Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com, and you're going to use the promo code Headspace, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer in by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Headspace. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday morning. So today I wanted to focus on, it's quite a subtle difference, but I think a really important difference between two different phrases or ideas, if you like. One of not minding and one of not caring. They may sound like one in the same thing, but I think they're really, really different. For like not minding, there's real strength to that. There's a sense of taking life as it is, being open to change, being willing to adapt, whilst at the same time being fundamentally at peace with either changing or not changing. Not caring, on the other hand, it feels a little different. It feels like it comes from a place of indifference. And in fact, even that phrase itself, I don't care, suggests that we really do care. And in needing to say it, it's almost like we're finding a way to express ourselves in a slightly more sort of subtle way. When I think back to a lot of the original teachings that I learned in meditation, indifference actually fits into a particular category. and it fits into a category called ill will. And within ill will, there are lots of different thoughts and feelings and emotions, but some, for example, might be sort of dislike or anger, even sort of hostility towards another person. And indifference, not caring, that comes in that category. So it gives us some kind of sort of flavour as to what the underlying feelings are to not caring about something. And look, sometimes this can just be semantics, and we say I don't care when actually we mean I don't mind, and that's something else. But it's really worth looking into those thoughts that exist in the mind when you have that inner dialogue, when you witness or hear that inner dialogue in the mind of I don't care or I don't mind. Noticing how the mind is talking to itself and noticing what's beneath that thought. What's the feeling beneath that thought? Because unless we're aware of it, we're not really able to address it. We're not able to address it in our life, and sometimes it requires something practical to happen in our life. And equally, we're not able to address it inwardly. We're not able to let go of it and to find peace with it. If we don't mind, we've already found peace with it. If we don't care, there's a pretty good chance that there's still a little bit of work to do. So as you head into your day today, noticing that inner dialogue, and maybe even noticing it in people around you, noticing it on social media, see, witness how people talk. And in seeing that outside of ourselves, often we learn something about what's going on in our own mind. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.